This is 100 at 100, research for our next century, in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today our guest is Professor Gaspare Jenner from the Political Science Department.
Good morning, Keith. Thank you.
What do you do? What does somebody over in political science do for research?
Well, my area of specialization involves regional integration, which is a deepening of political and economic decision-making among countries in specific geographic areas around the world. I have specialized knowledge in the European Union and in the North American Free Trade Agreement, as well as in cooperative efforts in the Caribbean, South America, and Africa, and a little bit of knowledge of East Asia as well.
So tell us, when you say that you've started out by studying the integration of Europe and now NAFTA, can you learn lessons from one to another?
Oh, absolutely. I do large N analysis, large N statistical analysis. So I'm able to combine all of these different organizations together to find out why they are deepening, or in the case of NAFTA, for example, why they don't. And so I look at things in a case study analysis as well, a qualitative method. But a lot of what I do is quantitative, in which I basically look at all this. And the primary variable that I find involves trust among countries and how institutions can facilitate that trust, or how trust is necessary in the beginning to start these different institutions that develop decision making.
So you mentioned, though, that you thought within NAFTA it's not quite as successful, you implied, as you might have hoped based upon your experience of studying Europe.
You know, given the asymmetries, because that's also another important variable, and that is the economic asymmetries, I discovered that economic asymmetries actually facilitates a greater amount of cooperation. So with NAFTA, North America, you can't have any greater asymmetry than you can have with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But the other variable that interacts with that, that becomes very critical, is trust. And similarity sometimes among countries does facilitate that. When I say similarities, I'm not talking about cultural similarities. What I'm talking about is institutional similarities. For example, in Europe, you have many different languages, many different cultures and such. However, they share the same type of institutions, parliamentary democracies, multi-party elections, things of that nature.
And you think that's more important than some of the more social concepts?
Yes. However, now I'm getting into a new – so similarity is one thing, and, you know, developing common identity is also part of that as well. But I'm also developing a new vein of research where I'm discovering that trust can be facilitated by similarity, but it can also be facilitated by fairness. If individuals feel that they're being treated fairly, they really don't care if the other person that they're trying to establish a trust with is of – similar or have a shared identity. They just want to be treated fairly. And so from preliminary research I've discovered is that corruption has a major impact on that notion of trust. And so individuals are not willing to really trust other individuals when they come from countries that are viewed or perceived as being highly corrupt.
But one man's corruption is another man's gift for getting something done effectively.
Yes, that's very true. However, there are certain types of universal views. So therefore, if I think you're corrupt, that's all that matters.
Okay.
You know, and now if you think you're not corrupt, then that's a different matter altogether.
Professor Gaspare Jenner from the Political Science Department, thank you so much for being here. This is 100 at 100, research for our next century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.